Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Faith is foundational, but faith must bring you to other things. In those other things, we are not necessarily talking about faith, because that is already established.
Somebody is still not with me. Praise the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 11 to 13. I want to show you something. What I want to show you is how to boost your faith power by 100%. Hallelujah. I'm talking about how to make your faith become terrifying. When people see you, they will think you have great faith. They will know that what they are seeing is not really faith. It's something else. 1 Corinthians 13. Are we there? From verse 11. Please put it on the screen. Do you have it? Look at your screen if you are... Okay, I'm hearing some noises from the other end. Say, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. So, how does God measure who a son or who a child is? How do we know who is led by the Spirit? Speakings. When you are under pressure, we weigh your words. Please, are you with me? We weigh your words. Like the woman who lost her child and came to Elisha, and Elisha said, it's all well. And the woman said, all is well. But the woman just lost a child. Huh? Paul is telling us that no matter how you act up and no matter how much you dress up, you will speak your level. So when I was a child, I did what? I spoke as a child. Nobody expected me to be grown up. When I first gave my life to Christ, I believed I was reading again. If I ever felt a feverish condition or malaria or whatever, I will lay my hands on myself, follow again, and cast out the devil. Because we were taught that everything is a spirit. We cast out the devil, and I'll be healed. I didn't know God was encouraging me. I will now go and tell my brother, say, Brother Marcus, wow, you know something happened yesterday? That's powerful. God is doing great things in your life. Until one day, my stomach was so terribly disturbed. And having prayed and prayed, and I did everything I used to do that always worked, it grew worse. So I went to the Lord. What's the matter? Is your name no more powerful? He said, it's time to grow. When I'm speaking about certain things, if I'm interested in certain, I don't talk there, I talk to my wife. Because I don't expect their conversation to be at par at that level. Because they don't know lack. I know lack. Come on now. The day people become your storehouses, not banks, so people, that's the day you know wealth. When one man tried to harass Abraham, God said, oh, don't say nothing. He went to the man in the dream. I dead man. That was God's good evening, though. You are a dead man. You took somebody's wife. A prophet. See, I didn't know. He said, ignorance is not an excuse. Where is my sword? Heaven wants to receive a visitor. Say, I better go. Spoke Pidgin English. We returned it now. Went to Abraham. You didn't tell me. You say, Oga, calm down now. Maybe you call my wife. You say, you should have told me you are the ambassador of heaven on earth. Take your wife with gift. It didn't work for it. Come and carry my wife again. We're making money. When you're a child, you speak as a child. He said, I also understood as a child. Listen, the issue of understanding is very key. The problem many Christians are having, they are very childish in their understanding. It is childishness to think that because you say you're a Christian, that Satan will not come after you. It's childishness. You are childish. Because you prayed before, and even before you said in Jesus' name, you are healed. It is childishness for you to think. He says, Satan is under my feet. And you don't have prayer life. It's childishness. Actually, the demons, they don't really worry about you. They know you're a child. Don't worry about you. The day you hold the mic and start saying, Satan is under my feet. Say, okay, let's go and test you. It's childishness. If you have to talk like that, and you don't have the spiritual stature for it, then when they come to test you, you'll be sweating. Because for you to say Satan is under your feet, for you to say I saw Satan fall down as lightning, you need to go and read that chapter where Jesus, before Jesus made that, and see the kind of man Jesus was. So there is the speakings of a child. There is the understanding of a child. And we have entire churches and religious systems built on the understanding of children. So, which means once you grow to that level, you cannot progress into glory. Because everything they will tell you is just, what do you give to children? Biscuit, Coke. That's the language they understand. They like nice things. They don't like bitter drugs. They don't like to wash the place. They don't like to sweep. They are so entitled. So those are the things. This is your best life now. Those are the kind of things they like. Your best life now. But as a matured person, some of you who have children here cannot remember the last time you bought a pair of shoes for yourself. Alright? You cannot remember. As far as your children are okay, we'll manage. So that's the understanding of matured people. So if you are here and you've not bought a pair of shirt or clothes or whatever for yourself, I congratulate you. You are doing very well. And God bless you. And if you are not married, but you are taking care of so many of your younger ones, like you are like a father or a mother to them, I also congratulate you. You are doing very well. God bless you. And if you are not in any of these categories, let's open to 1 Corinthians. He said, but when I became, come on, say became. The word become is speaks of process. Come on now. The word become. Become. It's not a one day thing to become. You don't become a graduate in one day. You do 4 years or 5 years plus strike. Depending on the school you attend. Some schools, it's the students that always fight. In some other schools, it's the lecturers that fight. In another category, it's the students and lecturers that gang up to fight against the VC. So, that's the school we know. We don't know these ones you people attend to, but the ones we know, we only know the day we resume. We don't know if that semester we end the way we have planned it. All right. Say, when I became an adult, I put away childish things. So, is it that the boy who became a man no longer understood as a child? He did. He still understands how the mind of a child works. That's why when your children are doing something, you are laughing at them. They think you don't know. Eh? Some of you know what I'm talking about. When your child does something, he thinks you don't know. He's not even aware that you have done worse. So Paul said, the difference between a son and a child is understanding. So the son, even though he knows how to steal, but he has chosen not to go that route. Are we together? He knows that when the mom serves that food, there's a piece of meat coming to him. He's understanding. He knows that when he prays for his healing, it is not a matter of force. Healing is the children's bread. It's understanding. It is understanding that makes a son know that he is a child of glory. That Jesus, when he was going, his final prayers was that the glory that I shared with you, my father, I have now given to Tobechuku. I've given to AY. I've given to Tina. That means there is glory locked in your spirit. But you see where that glory was kept is way deep and very, where the transaction was done. Very in a location that you cannot see it at the surface, just the same way you don't see gold on the surface. So you have to mine. Are we together? So I'm using all these examples so that you can understand. I'm not here to speak esoteric language. He said, for now, we see through a... You know, I was talking about a glass that was very dark. In the morning, in the first service. Like the lantern we used in reading, in studying, as younger children, that we have to wash every evening, you know, to see clearly. Look at verse 13. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then, what? Face to face. Come on, where's the scripture? Can we have the scripture up? I want us to see that scripture very quickly. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12. Do we have it? If you don't have it, just let me know. All right? If you have your Bibles, for those of you who still come with Bibles, he says, for now we see through a glass darkly. Say, but then, face to face. There's something there, but that's not my focus. Face to face. And in 2 Corinthians 3, Paul later came back and started explaining face to face. Like when we behold him as though looking into a mirror, we have been what? So when I looked into the mirror, was I seeing myself? No. I was being changed into what I was seeing. I was seeing the glory of God. The word of God was being revealed. So I was being transformed into what I was gazing at. Paul was talking about the spirit of liberty, the revelation of God's word. That when I gaze into, and I said it in the first service, that whatever you gaze on consistently will influence you. The same thing, and that is why we have a lot of Christians who are not Christians. They are just Christian by name. Because we don't gaze into the law of perfect law of liberty. Very, very important. It says, for we see through a glass darkly. That means it's not clear. These are revelations that are unclear. Say, but then we'll be seeing face to face. We are looking into the word of God. The scripture speaks about when God declared and said, let there be light in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 gives us an account that tells us that, and there was light. It was the teaching of Paul that later explained to us that when God said, let there be light, it was not just light coming out of nowhere. It was the light that was upon the face of Jesus that shone. That was not the light of the sun. That let there be light was not the sun. So when God said, let there be light, the word of God came forward and opened his eyes. So, when you are looking for illumination, you are looking for the word. When you say, you have to stay with it until it cracks, until it opens.
You cannot do 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. No, 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 no. The depth of revelation you will get depends on how you are willing to mine. You will keep digging till you touch the gold. Are we together now? Please, are we together? So don't be tired of study. Don't be tired of listening to the word of God. The change you are looking for, you cannot get it at the peripheral level. There are many of you here. The change you are looking for, the help, the miracle you are looking for, you cannot get it at the top level. You have to dig. You have to look and look and look until the word of God comes and opens its eyes upon you. And suddenly there's light in your darkness. Are we together? So don't be tired of listening to the word of God. Don't be tired of feeding your spirit. Don't be tired. The deeper you go, the deeper the glory. Hallelujah. I said the deeper you go, the deeper the glory. You are going to be finding things. You are like, what is it? Still in the same Bible? It's there. But others are glossing over it. The scripture says, yes. Yes, we may see through a glass darkly. It's like we are seeing something. It's like God is trying to say something. See, but when we get into that dimension, face to face, the way God communicated to Moses, face to face. He said, if there is any prophet here, I will speak to him in dreams and visions. He said, with my servant Moses, I speak to him face to face, mouth to mouth. The mouth to mouth there is even more of a romantic description. A kind of intimate session. That's how close they were, face to face. Somebody is standing in your face. It's not a person standing afar off. He's standing close to you. I was watching a movie with my wife. I was now saying, why is there all these people? Oh God, let me just stay away from trouble this one. Like, you just know you are talking to somebody of the opposite gender and you are standing so close to the person. Move back now. The person can hear you. He doesn't have auditory challenge. But I realize that psychologically, when you are finding somebody attractive, there's a natural tendency, you won't even realize it. You are coming too close to the person. You may not know. It's a psychology 402. You may not know. Even when you are lying and say, Pastor, there's nothing. But I'm looking at the distance between both of you. It's getting closer. Face to face. If you really have an encounter with the word of God, you will be having that experience. Face to face. You just find that you are not even realizing it. But all of a sudden, people are noticing that it's like this sister is close to God. It's like there's a face-to-face experience, your relationship with God. You are just following him, but actually you have journeyed. You are not even where you started, but you are still somewhere in 1 Corinthians 12. Your approach to Bible can no longer be daily manner. That's for babies. It's your appetizer after you have studied. Let's see what, because there's always something to learn. Can open that one and just say, oh, today they are even, funny enough, it's even close to what I was studying. Yeah, it's good. One page, study it. There's a spirit of understanding. Hello, what I'm sharing with you now, I didn't study before coming here. I open it and it opens. Because you can open the book, but it's closed. Huh? That's the way I read. I don't read to come and preach. All this, my message is there. The last time I prepared a message that I preached in this church was like maybe 6 months ago. Please, are you with me? Like most times, I only know the scripture I'm going to read. I don't even know what I'm going to say. It's a spirit of understanding. Once you open the book just opens. And you must desire it. Oh, you must desire it. When they put a complex problem in front of you at the office, it must open. The problem must say, Master, my Lord, you are here. My Lord. All of a sudden, you can see where the points are connecting. But if you don't know, if you don't know this dimension, you will think Joseph rehearsed the meaning of the dream. The meaning came as he was standing in front of Pharaoh. He didn't know the dream before he came. Oh, God, I want this realm. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughter in the UK.
I was like, ah. So I was talking to her, and I started describing a parlor and where the staircase was. She now said, ah, sorry, do you always know these things? I said, no. I said, I just decided to look, and I saw. Say, wow. She said, is this a new level? I said, no, but I don't talk about it. Because I don't want to scare people. Eh? Spirit of revelation. You just decide what is over there. And they will move the curtain. And see for a minute or two, and you come back. If you have access to that kind of Christianity, will you want to go to a church where they are telling you, amen, today is going to be a good day. Tell your neighbor, how are you doing? Raise your Bible and say, this is my Bible. I know it's my Bible. I brought it from home. But, well, what the heck are you talking about? I brought the Bible. What do you mean by this is my Bible? I brought the Bible. I don't have a problem with knowing that it's my Bible. I can't come to church to be hearing how the turtles cross the road. And why you still say, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Yeah, I don't have time for that one. You got to. This is what I'm reading is in the Bible. This is what Paul taught to new church members. That when you start in Christ, you'll be seeing the thing. It will be sometimes clear, sometimes it will not be clear. It's dark, it's light. But as you are coming closer to God, God will be showing up face to face. Face to face. When you pray, angels will come. From the day you started praying. Excuse me, does it occur to you that Daniel was not a preacher? Hey. Daniel never claimed one day to be called to preach. Never. If pastors in Babylon were called, Daniel would not go there. Do you know that Daniel was referred to as a magician? Hey. Is that what you call me that matters though? Hey, it's who I know I am. It's your DNA that counts. Every one of us, we were fractionalized into the seven spirits of God. There must be one area among the seven spirits that is your department. And we talked about that in the first service. So if you are given the spirit of understanding, that is a prophetic spirit. You look at things that are like symbols and riddles, and you just smile. Sometimes you may not immediately know the meaning. Say, give me one night. Give me one day. The meaning will begin to come. That is your portion. What brought me here was the issue of faith, too. I hope you know. And to get to the bus stop, I had to talk about all these things. That's how mysterious these matters are. Huh? I want you to love this life, this throne room life, this life of the throne room. Not that you come boldly before the throne of grace. I'm talking about you bringing your bed to the throne of grace. You wash your teeth there, you bathe there, you are not going again. And how can you achieve that to be true? Once you finish your prayer in the morning, let your mind... The Bible says, blessed is the man whose mind is stayed on thee. The only way to remain there is to allow your mind to stay with him. Maybe having conversations with people, but your mind is with the Lord. That you weigh yourself. You can't really, like this, like at the subconscious level. Come on, are you with me now? Subconscious level. That means, subconscious means that part of your soul, your mind, that is not really active. But it's operational. Now, when you buy a new computer, hello, stay with me. When you buy a new computer and they tell you this particular system has 1 terabyte SSD. Please, are you familiar with that? Have I lost you now? 1 terabyte SSD. And then you turn on the system and you go to the memory. You wanted to see whether the man was lying. You now see 900 and... maybe 85. Huh? Then you go back and say, you are a thief. You told me this system is 1 terabyte. You guys are crooks. I was told not to come here. And I decided to come. I'm not buying again. Sir, calm down. You see, your understanding is that of a child. They told you it's 1 terabyte. You did not even farabale. You just came and saw. Now there is not the same thing as 1 terabyte. Now at least I went to school and I know that 987 is not the same as 1 terabyte. Sister Tina, look at it. Say it's 987. Say, so Tina did not study computer science. She studied music arts. Your brother that you came with is a pastor. He's a prayer warrior. You did not go with your me or John or Sheo or even Kemi. You went with a prayer warrior. Now you have embarrassed yourself. There are some systems. There are some things that have been done, installed in that system already. If not, even when you push the power button, it will not work. Those things will take up space. Every time you allow your mind stay with him subconsciously, you are journeying with the Lord. There are subconscious programs running at the background. You may be walking, you may be running up and down, you may be jogging, working out, you may be in front of your computer, but you have defaulted your subconscious memory to the Lord. There are downloads, Windows update, things happening automatically that you are not even aware of until your system prompts you and say restart. You want to live in God's presence perpetually, it's at the subconscious level. Come on, are you here? I'm telling you how this thing works. Because some of you, you may think I'm speaking about things that are impossible. No. Because when even Jesus said, when the scripture says that pray always, there's a science to it. Verse 13. For now abideth faith. Do we have the scriptures now? Pastor David? All right. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13. And therefore now abideth faith. What is the second thing? And what is the third thing? Love or charity. These three, but the greatest of these is what? The introduction of your journey with God will be faith. Are you with me now? So faith is the beginning of your journey. Please stay with me and understand this. If you don't understand this, you may be reading Agin all your life and not even understand that Agin's calling was not to preach faith per se, as it is about preaching love. Please, are you with me? Please, are you with me? I am telling you that there are three layers that each of us must aspire to cross to. And each of them, they are thresholds. They are dimensions. But there are dimensions where this one may become faulty and may not be able to power the energy requirement for your life, for this house. It's like having a story building or a duplex and you are trying to, please bring the volume down, and you are trying to use a small generator to power a story building. It may be good for a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, but it's not suitable. So there are layers, you see, and this faith, hope, and love, they dovetail into each other. It's like a complex system network. There's a way they all blend into each other and support each other. But your introduction to the life of the Spirit is what? Is faith. So therefore, having believed, we are justified by what? By faith. We are justified. That's Romans chapter 5 verse 1. We are justified by faith. When a man comes to Christ, he has to believe. That's the requirement. You are not even required to confess your sins, because sin has been judged. Hello? But if you come to Christ and you now sin, you must confess that specific sin. It's okay to say, I'm a killer, I'm a this. It's okay, but that's not really what God wants. You are a sinner by birth. It's not the sin you commit, it is who you are. When a man comes to Christ, it is not the sin he has committed, he's a sinner already. So what he needs to do is come to Christ. Therefore, if any man shall believe in his heart and confess with his mouth, confess what? Sin. Because yours is higher than sin.
But if after you are in Christ, you went somewhere and you are playing one smart game, you must mention you did. Don't just say it's the blood, just you are a rogue. What did you do? All the sin we committed, including the one that we remember, and the one we do not remember, God, in your mercy, infinite mercy, you are a God of mercy, our almighty mercy, Father. Oh, God, what did you do? Because you are speaking now, but you have not said anything. Oh, you are the merciful Father. You are the God that have mercy on all of us. Even for my generation to generation, you are the Lord. You are the ancient God. You are the great. I praise you. I magnify you. I love you. What? We know where you are coming from. Just if you are coming from Monica's house, are you? And just say so. It's okay. You can. It's okay to be real here. Just mention her name. Say it's Monica. Say Monica. Continue talking. Tell us it's Monica. Say merciful Father. I know myself. You, I don't know. I know myself. Don't stop psyching me. I didn't forget my name. I didn't say to you, I'm the mighty, but I know who I am. But you are coming from somewhere. Can you please tell us where you are coming from so we can move on? Faith is the introduction into spiritual things. We are talking about the seven spirits of God here. Faith is the introduction, which means at every layer of my walk with God, I must learn how to interact with faith. And also in this line, you must understand that this faith is not the human faith. This is not the natural faith that human beings have. Oh, I believe, I trust you. No, this faith is a product of God's word. Which means if you are not somebody that listens to God's word, you don't study God's word, you don't meditate on God's word, this quality of faith will not be produced because it comes out under pressure when you are staying with God's word. Please, are we clear so far? But as you begin to journey in faith, something else begins to pop up. Abraham believed God and it was what? Accounted to him as what? So when I believe God, what does God credit to my account? Righteousness. Are we together now? Have I lost you? But at some point in the walk of Abraham with God, God was no longer just talking about faith. God was talking about a city. God told him to go look for a city whose builder and maker was what? As at that day, did Abraham know where the city was? So God introduced hope. Are we together? So hope is what God introduces to you to initiate a pursuit. When God wants you to begin to seek for him and serve him in a particular way, he will begin to paint pictures in your mind. That you know you are greater than Daniel. Do you know that you are this? God will begin to show you things, and as you begin to desire those things, the hope will begin to rise. So your faith will be converted from potential energy to kinetic, because now you need to move. You have to move in the direction of what is being shown to you. That motion, it's like an act of faith, but it's actually hope that is beckoning to you. But some people only see hope as something that is weak. But what is the word of God saying? Say, hope maketh not ashamed. That means where faith may become threatened, and you are praying, and I say, God, but you spoke to me. Oh, God, I know what you said to me in 1984. Oh, God, I knew what you said to my dad in 1986. Oh, God, this is your word. Your word will not fail. And you open the word of God. Some of you, maybe you just use the Bible prophetically. Oh, this is the word of God according to Isaiah chapter 49. Verse 8, shall the lawful captive be taken away? And you are quoting those scriptures. But at some point, because there seems to be a delay, you may want to begin to maybe God has forgotten me. What hope does is to give you strength again. Do you know hope can give you strength? When you begin to see something, like, oh, you are almost there. You are rejuvenated.
Hope is not weak. Hope is not weak. As long as you can still see it, you say, Abraham, look. As far as you can still see it, I will give you. You are only qualified for that which you can still see. As long as Satan has not been able to tamper with that vision in your heart, you are on course. The day you wake up and you are speaking, and you are not seeing anything, start running to the church immediately. Gather all the messages. Sit down. Start listening. Hope is powerful. Hope is the reason why we do all the things we do. Even all the efforts you are making now, hope is at the background. Hope is the reason why. 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 Oh, hope is the reason why. You have to understand that hope is not weak. Hope can infuse strength into you. Hope can make you move from weakness to strength. Because of that which the Lord has put before your eyes, all of a sudden, wow. Do you also know that after Abraham got to the end of his journey, God promised him Canaan. But do you know that he didn't really possess Canaan? Huh? In Canaan, the one that was his own was a burial ground for his wife. All of that journey from his father's house, all of the Chaldeans, that whole transition, working with God, he didn't try to be a prophet. He became a prophet along the way as a result of working with God. He didn't claim to be. It was God who said he is. Abraham would have visions. God would show up to him like flesh and blood. Most of us who claim to be prophets have not seen that one. And Jesus has not even come to die then. Abraham grew till he could contend for the life of cities with God. And God was not angry. If some of us try it, it's Michael that will come and say, who is the hooligan in this house? Somebody is living here. There's someone that is always saying something. He's disturbing us. Are you Michael? Come. Come outside. What's your father's name? It's Adetunji. Now, I will say this only once. Let this be the last time. You, that you don't have prayer life, that you don't know what you are doing, you are confused. It's Funke today, it's Rolake tomorrow. You are praying, Lord, want to take Iraq. You want to say, if we hear your voice, look at me, I'm Michael. General Michael. If I hear, you are disturbing my father. If I hear this voice again, go and develop your Christian life. Always pray about Rolake. You don't have prayer life. If not for this Rolake now, you don't have prayer life. God, let me speak to Rolake. You. So you can pray. So you don't have to pray for 1 hour. You. If I hear your voice again, Mike, I'll come, Gabriel, we'll flog you. Hello. But when Abraham got to the end of his journey, he judged God faithful. Faith, hope, love. Say, greater love has no man than this. That is what? Lay down his life. Abraham passed the test of love when the Lord required him to put his son on the altar. The only son that God recognized. Because God was later coming many years later to offer his own son on that same mountain. So it was like a modeling thing. God did the modeling to see how Calvary would play out. And he used Abraham. And saw whether a human being would be willing to lay his life down. But because Abraham had faith, and yet he also had hope that even if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back. So he was able to respond in love. And he offered the boy. And the boy was already dead in his mind. And then God says, stay your hand. Listen. If you want to grow, if you want to grow at a very dangerous rate spiritually and begin to relate with the seven lamps, you must pass through this junction. Faith, hope, and love. Are you blessed this morning? Please understand that our God is a God of fire. Bring it down. Our God is a God of fire. His nature is fire. His language is fire. When you see him today, and you attend the service in heaven, and you find that not everybody in heaven can approach his throne, you will now know why he is the kind of person he is. Why that for you to qualify, to stand before him, you must also have the element of fire. Like those cherubims and seraphims, you must have the element of wind and fire. Because our God, oh my God, in Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 28 and 29, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. He says, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably. Oh, there's a way to serve God. And there's a grace to serve God. He said we must receive grace to serve God acceptably. And how is God asking us to serve him? With reverence and godly fear. This is the final lamp of the Spirit. In Isaiah 11, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is how God wants us to serve him. Not casually. And it's a personal thing, you know. It's a personal decision. He says he wants us to serve him with reverence and what? And godly fear. Verse 29. For our God. Our God is a consuming fire. It's not just flames burning. So you must have element. You must have the kind of element that fire can purify. If not, you'll be consumed. You can, if you have things such as ulterior motives, you will be kept in the outer court for your own safety. If you have any agenda, let me follow God. Let me be a pastor. So maybe one day I will blow, I'll be popular. They will restrict you to the outer court for your own safety. Because the moment you enter into the holiest of all and you encounter the seven lamps of God, go and check all the 24 elders. We don't know their names. One of the requirements for standing there is that what? You will lose your name. You will lose your face. You may never be known. You will never be permitted to share the glory or to even bask in it. I said, that's the man of God. Jesus, in Luke chapter 12, he said, when you have done the will of God and people are praising you, man of God is a man for the hour. He's a prophet. Oh, it's God's servant all the way from Nigeria. Don't bring God's word, God's prophetic destiny. He prophesied about the United Kingdom when the queen died and when he did this, he did that. What God told me in Luke 12 is that I should carry my Bible and run. What Luke 12 says is that after you have done the will of God and people are praising you, if you want to keep the glory, you must tell them, I am an unfaithful servant. I am an unfaithful servant. I only did what I was asked to do. There is nothing I have done today that is special. I only obeyed others. When you begin to walk and live like that, they will begin to send you special invitation. We are having annual glory conference in the throne room, and you are specially invited. You are specially invited. Then you will go to bed that night and the heavens will open. And you will find yourself being escorted into the portals of glory. You will see yourself with these people whose names you don't know, whose face are shining, whose congregation is pure and holy. And you are asking, how did I find myself here? My brother, the day you chose to be nameless and faceless, they started observing you. As long as you continue to think that peradventure you can use God to achieve your ends meet. You will achieve it too, but they will restrict you.
You may be praying more than that sister, but they know you. They know your heart. God said to Samuel, do not anoint him, for I do not look as men look. This one will be like Saul. Don't anoint him. Do you know if Samuel had mistakenly anointed? It was, he said, is he Eliab? If he had mistaken, do you know that would have been another error for 40 years? Because if Samuel's oil comes upon you, you can't reverse it. Samuel has a special grace. Whatever he says, whether it's God though, or it's himself, God will honor it. So he wasn't just a seer prophet. He was a declarative prophet. If Samuel says to you, go in peace. As you are going, the door of peace will be opening. You say, I'm from Samuel. See, God's servant said. But God's servant only spoke declaratively. Those are dimensions we must long for. We must no longer be satisfied with all this ephemeral, ABC, feel good, motivational. Those things are good for making money. They are not good for spirit. Want to get spirit? Want to enter into a spirit realm? Love is your motivation. That's all. Because the realm that God dwells in is the realm of love. God doesn't even dwell in the realm of faith. He says, for God is love. He didn't say God is faith. God is love. Not necessarily faith. And love is not an emotion. Hallelujah. Come on, say, Lord, I trust you to lead me into the place where you are. Our God is a consuming fire. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. And like a what? A fuller soap, a launderer. The launderer, you know, those who run laundry business. The kind of soap, the soap. Have you ever tried to wash a particular shirt or dress or something and you couldn't take away some stains? But when you took it to the dry cleaner, the thing came back clean. It's not your soap they are using. It's not that your 20-naira soap. There's something that is called the fuller soap. It will purify. It will go into the foundation of that error and wipe it off. When you come before God like Isaiah, you must first open yourself to cleansing. Don't come there as a prophet. Come as a man who needs cleansing. So what many of us have done is that we came to God and we bottled up. Oh, rabba, rabba, shabba, rabba, 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 shabba, rabba. Mike, I say, is that not the man of God? He says, the man of God. How did he get here? We don't want men of God here. We want servants. Well, why is he covering his shirt? Say, that's why I say I'm 3 days now. So the guy just, I don't know what he put for the shirt. Make with a look. You're not going to get anything. I'm not going to give her a shishi. You'll be there. Say, man of God, we have been here for 7 days. 7 days. After 2 days, may I carry my Bible? God bless you. I'm going home. man of God, let us ascend. I have ascended, I have descended. What are you talking about? So repenting for a believer is not necessarily about a deliberate sin. When I come before the Lord, like David, I am praying, Lord, search me. Peradventure, there's any evil way in me. Not that I've done anything wrong. But it may be that in my motives, my real intentions for wanting to be your friend, I might have fallen short of the mark. So I must receive mercy before I come boldly before the throne of grace. These are the things that hinder many of us from being able to experience the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit. And by the grace of God, I'm going to take my time one of these days, and we are going to run a series on the seven spirits of God. Why do we need fire? Why do we need the fire from God's altar? Number one, we need fire because it is the nature of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in Revelation chapter 4 from verse 5, it says that the seven spirits of God are seven burning lamps. Fire is the nature of the Holy Spirit. If you don't love fire, you can't be close to the Holy Spirit. You can't.
Can't. But there's fire to burn. And there must be something to burn. It may be your tongue. Huh? It may be your tongue. When they came, they visited the tongue of Isaiah. There must be something. When Jesus said, Peter, you will deny me, he was arguing. When Jesus, after he did it, he didn't need anybody to tell him that. When a prophet is telling you something, it's not because you are not confident. It's that your strength will fail. That's what we are saying. Master was the one that prophesied that you are the Christ. I can't turn my back. Hallelujah. We left all. Hallelujah. We left all. We transverse the realm of the spirit. We will join in with you. Sir, you are going to deny me. You know, just doesn't speak all this BB grammar. He just say ABC. Say, you need to receive grace and mercy. Say, Master, I'm not Judas. I know who I have believed. Hallelujah. I believe you. I believe you are the King of Israel. Jesus just turned his back for 5 minutes. Turned his back. He was looking for something. Peter, oh Lord. If I know this man, I may know better for me. He said, but you look like him. He said, people they resemble. It was a woman. Nobody was carrying a spear. Jesus just looked at him from afar. When I'm talking, it's not advice. I'm telling you to prepare. Anyway, I've prayed for you. Because your faith has collapsed. Like 23-story building. It has collapsed. We need fire because it's the nature of the Holy Spirit. If you don't love fire, because Holy Spirit will expose you to burn, it will burn. Sometimes it will burn without your permission. You wake up in the morning, it's as if it's quarrel they came with. On my birthday, God came to me and said, you this boy, you refuse to hear what? On my birthday, everybody was happy birthday, man of God. His fight they brought. I told Pastor David, you remember, Pastor David, you remember that conversation? I told one of the this my boy, I said they came against quarrel. It's you that is celebrating, but they don't know that one in heaven. Say, you refuse to hear what? We told you to go and do something. I said, you chose my birthday to come and tell me this one. Huh? No, nice, so. No cake for you. Correct. Number two. We cannot approach the higher dimensions without the purifying fire of God. That's why we need fire. Every level you want to aspire to, God will purify you for it. Every dimension. And many times the fire is not physical fire. It's trial. Trial. You will pray. God will tell you, I'm coming. Continue praying. 10 years. How if he's a man of God, why is he not having children, but he's dedicating children? Be praying. Don't worry, I'm coming. Abraham. Is that your meaning? Say Abraham. Say, I'm coming. He's studying about Abraham. You know Abraham, go and read Genesis. Be preach, for the next one, be preaching about Abraham. Hallelujah. Be preaching about Joseph. 1 year. As I'm preaching, people say, but your life doesn't look like your message. Say, don't worry. You're getting better at it. The day you try to change your message, they will come and say, the Holy Spirit says you should go back to Abraham. The title of today's message, you shall be fruitful. Pastor David, be talking to Pastor. You know, I know he's trusting God. I know he's trying to be a man of faith, but he doesn't have to be so direct. You understand? So I don't look as if God is not faithful. Pastor. Okay, I'll discuss with Pastor. We love him. We understand. It's God that gives children. God will give you a difficult task of preaching something you are struggling with. You don't know this God. You will die trying to do it. You will say, God, I can't do it. I'm not qualified. I say, you are the man. Last week, Gabriel, when we were talking last week, who did we say we should use? He said, he's the one, sir. The other day, one guy came. He said he can do it. What did we say? We said, no, we found our man. He's good. He's very good. People recommend him. Can you imagine? The boy is crying. Why are you crying now? Well, you are very good. He said, I'm a sinner. I'm struggling. I cannot be preaching about righteousness when I'm lost. He said, hey, that's what makes you the man. die here. You understand? If you finish preaching and your conscience can die, lie down on the altar and die, we'll resurrect you. Then one day when you get tired, just say, I don't know if fornicate again. I don't know lost again. Every day there's also confession of prayer. Confession, confession, sin. Forgive me, forgive me. I know they sin again. My man, you have woken up. See now, you are okay now. You have gotten to the point where the yoke will be broken off your neck. But before then, be preaching. You cannot engage certain levels if God's fire does not touch you. Don't forget, is it, because some people are going about, how can you say God is a Holy Ghost fire? What is Holy Ghost fire? This is it, oh. God is a consuming fire. That's it. I've heard people preaching that. That's not like Holy Ghost fire. I say, that when they open your fire, you will know that there's something called Holy Ghost fire. Number three. Fire helps us to walk in godly fear. When there's a purifying fire, when God is always applying the fire of his word, purifying your mind, purifying your soul, you will be able to walk in godly fear. You won't be a Christian because you are in the midst of other Christians. Come on now. There are people who sell, who market things, who have shops, and this is 100 naira. But because they know you don't know, they sell to you at 500 naira. Because for them, it's capitalism, it's market. But you know that it should not be like that. So when fire touches that place, you won't do like that again. You don't take advantage of people's ignorance. But for some people, it's market too. You know, it's market. So fire helps us to walk with what? Godly fear. Number four. We need fire because that is how God purifies us. That's how God purifies us. If God really wants to visit you, he won't come first and be telling you, my faithful servant, and he will send fire. Come visit Isaiah. Go to his house, burn all the things, all those Korean movies, burn everything. Burn all those things. He's not praying. Go and spoil their light in that area. Burn the transformer. My servant is not praying again. It was 6 hours in the night. Season 1 to 40. At the end of the day, everybody will die in the film and resurrect at season 40. There was one movie I watched like that. 120 episodes or so. Those are my people from Korea. Around episode 40, 50, all of the major actors, all of them died. All of them. I said, so what's now remaining in this movie? For 70, all of them come back. They started come. One thing happened. They started appearing. They say that they found one thing. The thing helped them to come back. They now started the battle over. From the one we saw in season one, they now started killing everybody. At the end of the movie, I now ask myself, so if all of you are going to die, why didn't you just go straight to season episode 120? Let me just watch that one and go away. Now, I have destroyed my prayer life. For 1 month, I could not pray. In the middle of the night, Kao Shan, Shan Yi, Chun Li, say, Pastor, you are awake. Say, I'm coming now, I'm coming now. I'm coming now. After 120 episodes, you ask yourself, are you not a fool? Everybody that was alive died at episode 40, came back at 90. So what's the essence of the movie? Then at episode 120, at the end, when they were showing the cast, we just saw that evil hand just come out from the ground. That means the movie has not ended. There's going to be episode 121. I know they watch again. God punish you. I know they watch again. Which kind of thing? Prayer life, don't go. Bible, don't go. I started looking for my Bible in the house. This Bible. Say, where's my Bible? It's a lie. I never see the Bible for 3 weeks. I just say, I left the Bible here. Say, go and check inside the car. We started looking until it was somebody just saw it somewhere. Because of 120 episodes. The Bible moved till it got to a corner. You are now praying, encounter, encounter, encounter my soul, encounter my destiny. God say, I beg. Which seraphim they there? Oh, yeah, go on. Send fire. The boy says he wants to see us.
When they visited the man, nobody knew that Isaiah likes to talk. When they just touch him small, this is why I don't have power. Come on, say, I need fire. For you, it may be gossip. It may not be that you talk too much, but you are a specialist in these other matters, like gossip. You like gist. It's not, we don't call it gossip, we call it gist. So God must send fire. And I'm telling you, it's not anything to be proud of. You must go back to God and say, even from the one Pastor Benga said, I already know this one. Don't say angel again. I already know this one. Deliver me. So that the day you call the name Jesus, it will be fire. Because some of you have been taking the name of the Lord in vain. Say, alone, God, to God, to God. 300 numora. I bought the 300 now. In fact, we no buy like that. Even this one, I just want to sell it to you. Because you are my customer. You are taking the name of the Lord in vain. Then you are now under pressure. Holy Ghost fire. If you mention my name again, God will not be angry. Because now the name has become useless in your mouth. Powerless. Why we need fire? Because God purifies his ministers and his church with fire. By this kind of teachings, he will purify us. So if you are serious, you will go back to your house and take your time, stand before the Lord and do a system check. Do a system check. What is wrong with this system? Is there anything, any program we don't need? We'll delete, uninstall it. As a minister of the gospel, as a pastor, as a prayer warrior, as an intercessor, as a music minister, if you think your calling as a music minister is to sing, you have missed it. Your ministry is to stand before God. And when he has visited you, songs will come. Not the one you are trying to compose a song. Okay, no. Yeah. How great. By the time you finish deceiving yourself, you now come to Riaza. Say, there's one new song. Say, there's one new song. And after you finish, just say, let's appreciate our sister. We'll clap for you, clap for you. Go ahead. Please, can we read the word of God now? You don't need all that one. Let God visit your heart. Let God touch it. So that the day you say, you call up, the Bible says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The day you raise your voice, heaven will know that their servant is in danger. They will come. Now they say, oh God, oh God, oh God. And they came. They saw you watching Netflix. It was the movie you were watching that was making you scream. Oh God. He shot him. Oh God. The day you are not interested, oh God, I say, don't mind, he's watching film. He's watching film. That's how you know, man. We know them. That's how they shout. But now, Satan actually came. Yeah, like, oh God, this one, I really mean it. Oh God. They just turn off your internet. Say, don't disturb us. You're a clown. This is how you always disturb us. When we come, we'll not see anything. Say, oh God, it's Netflix. Fire makes us strong. Whatever fire does not destroy, it purifies and gives power to. So it's okay for you to stand before God. Maybe regularly in a month, you take a day or two and ask God to purify you. And when you are praying those prayers, don't rush. Start from your spirit. There's a cleansing of the spirit. There's a cleansing of the soul. Take your time to pray and evaluate. Finally, the last but not the least, we need fire for a robust prayer life. We need fire for what? A robust prayer life. Now, at this junction, I've gotten to the middle of my message. I want you to declare, I need fire. I need the fire of the Lord. To purify me, to prepare me, to make me worthy.
I want you to pray for yourself right now. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Don't pray like you are cold. Pray like the Lord is moving and stirring you up in your spirit. Let your spirit rise. As you begin to seek the face of God, let your spirit rise out of slumber. Let your spirit rise out of stupor. Let your spirit rise out of your spiritual state, your current spiritual state. Let your spirit rise. Let fire begin to burn. Let fire begin to burn. Is somebody praying now? Or are you praying or are you gazing? Let the spirit of God begin to steer you right now. I'm beginning to steer you into a place of revival. Into a place of revival. Let the spirit of God begin to move you now.
Forever grateful for your mercies. We are forever grateful for your kindness. We are forever grateful, teaching us your will. We are forever grateful for your mercies. We are forever grateful for your kindness. We are forever grateful. You're teaching us your way. We are forever grateful.
We are forever grateful for your mercies. We are forever grateful for your kindness. We are
teaching us your way,
teaching us your way, teaching us your truth, showing us the way we must go, helping us to pass by, must go,
teaching us your way.
Hallelujah. Listen, every time you hear God's word being so presented before you, the excitement there is that Satan has now lost major grounds in your life. Because whatever the enemy was using as a secret weapon, you now know that as long as you stay close to the one who is called fire, it will expose it, it will purify it, or even destroy it. You see, one of the reasons why we need fire is because fire will destroy the works of Satan. So, you already know that if there's any reason why sometimes you are struggling with certain things that you are, you know, that you are not able to, you know that, okay, I need to come even closer to the Lord. The closer I am to the fire, I will stop smelling smoke. I will start burning. I will start burning. That if I'm smelling smoke, people say, it's like you are in the presence of God. No, 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 no. I'm not there. As long as they are telling you, it's like you're in presence, you are not there. You need to go till you are in the fire. When the fire begins to burn you. They asked the man of God. The man of God was sent out. Was it Wesley? He was sent out of the city. He said, don't preach here again. And the man went outside the city and stood over his father's graveyard. And the whole city left, came to meet him there. And they asked him, how is this possible? How is this possible? He said, I simply let myself burn. and people come to watch. I allow God's fire to touch me. And then people are compelled, like the way Moses saw the bush that was burning. They are compelled to say, let me turn aside. And when they are turning aside, they are having encounters. God is calling them the way he called Moses. As many of us that we turn aside today, God is grabbing you and is leading you into a new level, into a new dimension. It's helping you to recover lost ground. Because on this mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen. The glory shall be seen. I want you to ask for the fire again. I want you to ask for the fire again. I want you to ask for the fire again. I want you to ask for the fire again. Hale barabaga shandale rabakazaya. Pray for yourself right now. Pray for yourself right now. I don't know how desperate you are, but pray for yourself right now. Karabashatale dadabasaya. Rabakadala dabasatale dadabasaya. Rise on your feet and begin to pray right now. Rise on your feet and begin to pray right now. And begin to ask for the fire. That holy fire from the presence of the Lord. That holy fire from the presence of the Lord. To purify your vessel. To purify your soul. To purify your spirit. Ask for that holy fire. That true fire. That holy fire. That burns before the presence of the Lord. Ask that the Lord will release his fire. To rest upon you. And purify you. And prepare you. And prepare you. And prepare you. One more time, begin to pray. Kabata yigarabaka saida.
Teaching us your ways,
teaching us your ways, teaching us your truth,
showing us the way.
Teaching us your way,
teaching us your way,
teaching us your truth,
showing us the way.
Teaching us your way,
teaching us the way.
Matthew chapter 3, speaking concerning Jesus, John said, "For I indeed baptize you with water." Say, "But there is one that cometh after me." The authentic baptism of the New Testament is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of fire. If you gain the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will receive the Holy Spirit. But when you receive the baptism of fire, then raw power is given to you. The power to touch, and anything you touch cannot remain the way you touched it because of the element of fire. Jesus, as he was dipped in water by John, so he stands today as our high priest, dipping us in the Holy Ghost, dipping us in fire. He did not second it to an angel. He is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He was the one who said, "After me, I will send the Holy Ghost." And he, oh my God, he will teach you all things. He will lead you into the way of the Father. He will lead you into the deep things of God. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And today he has come for you. 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 He's touching you. He's breathing upon you. He's laying his hands upon you. He's laying his hands upon you. Right now, he's laying his hands upon you. And he's changing you from the inside to the outside. He's changing you from the inside to the outside. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. In the highest. In the highest. Let the chambers of your spirit open to the Lord. Let the chambers of your spirit open to the Lord. Let the chambers of your spirit open to the Lord. And the Rabakataya Lebasaya. Yeah.